In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. Between 4 and 8,000 internally displaced persons, refugees inside Rwanda's borders were massacred by Rwandan troops with automatic machine guns some 20 years ago at Kibeho IDP camp in southwestern Rwanda. This is one of many crimes of Paul Kagame's army for which no one has ever been charged or prosecuted. Independent reporter Anne Garrison has this remembrance.
The Holocaust and the Rwandan genocide are intertwined in U.S. interventionist ideology. According to this ideology, the U.S., with NATO and or its other military partners, must intervene to stop the next Holocaust or, quote-unquote, the next Rwanda. In Libya, Sudan, Syria, Iraq, or wherever else they feel morally compelled to, quote-unquote, stop genocide. And Rwandan President Paul Kagame has been given license to, quote-unquote, hunt down Hutu genocidaires in the Democratic Republic of the Congo in 20 years of war that have cost more than 6 million lives, as vast quantities of Eastern Congo's mineral wealth were smuggled out through Rwanda and Uganda. But what really happened in Rwanda? Who killed who, how, when, and for what purpose? The Hollywood morality play Hotel Rwanda told us that extremist Hutus killed 1 million Tutsis in 100 days until General Paul Kagame's Tutsi army stopped the genocide in 1994. Today, however, marks the 20th anniversary of the Kibeho massacre of April 22, 1995, when Kagame's army murdered 8,000 or more unarmed Hutu refugees in a camp in southwestern Rwanda. The UN Security Council has made sure that no one was ever prosecuted. The Kibeho massacre is one of many committed by Kagame's Rwandan Patriotic Army in Rwanda and DR Congo, but it is one of the most shocking because it was witnessed by UN peacekeepers and combat medics from Australia, Zambia, and the UK, and well documented by at least two photographers. But no one, nevertheless, has ever been prosecuted for the crime. In his book about the massacre, Australian combat medic Terry Picard wrote, quote, "We could only hope the RPA, Rwandan Patriotic Army, would let us leave after what we had just witnessed. They had just murdered thousands of unarmed, starving, thirsty, and helpless men, women, and children. Even babies had not been spared. Some of those who survived the lethal onslaught are 50 caliber machine guns, AK-47 rifles, rocket-propelled grenades and mortars, were ruthlessly hunted down and bayoneted to death where they lay injured." In The Deluge, a documentary film in progress, Australian photographer George Gittoes described a young girl who shepherded her sisters and her mother to safety before she herself died, even though she was already riddled with bullets.
It's this girl that she was riddled with bullet wounds, like she was just, shouldn't have been walking. It's like Bonnie and Clyde's car, she was just all shot up. And she came over to me, and like a ghost, she just put her hand out to me and she said, "Don't you go anywhere." Well, I wasn't going anywhere because it was like, you know, I would have been cut in half by bullets myself. And then she went and got her older sisters, and I think her mother was an older woman. And like a little gaggle of geese, she brought them across through all the dead, all the bullets, and she kept on getting hit by more bullets, but none of them did. And then she just settled them around me, and she said, "Now you get them out of here." And she put her head down on my chest, and she was all hot. And then within a few seconds, she was cold, and she died. And that was my whole life. That was the bravest act I've ever seen. And that girl hadn't done anything. She couldn't have possibly been part of any genocidal massacre.
Today, Gittoes sent a note in response to several questions, which read, quote, "No one knows how many were killed. I would personally estimate much more than anyone else has. The RPA fired mortars and rockets and machine guns into those fleeing down the hill towards the river. Many died in the river. I have photos of this. These were never accounted for. It was brutal murder." Australian medics counted 4,100 bodies with a mechanical counting device until they were ordered to stop and said they thought they had counted nearly half.
In 2010,
Rwandan exile and British citizen Rene Mugenzi organized a commemorative event with Amnesty International, other human rights organizations, and UN peacekeepers who had witnessed the Kibeho massacre.
In April 2010, we organized the event to commemorate victims and to raise awareness about the killings that happened and that the justice should be done. And that event, we invited human rights organizations and also some former UN peacekeepers who were present during the massacres. Those peacekeepers include a British soldier, an Australian, and a Zambian.
And one of them had taken photographs of the massacre?
Yes. One of them has shown us pictures which show what happened, you know, how the RPF came and prepared and shoot those people. And those pictures had never been shown publicly before.
And now, after that, the BBC reported that President Kagame, Rwanda's President Kagame, had sent assassins into London to kill you and your friend Jonathan Musonera.
Yes.
Have you been threatened since then?
We haven't, because of the UK government has warned Rwandan government not to try to do those terrible acts on the British soil. So we have, since then, we haven't received any threat from anyone.
A long list of enemies of the Rwandan government have either been assassinated or disappeared, including President Kagame's former intelligence chief, Patrick Karegeya, who was strangled in a Johannesburg, South Africa hotel on New Year's Day in 2014. The Rwandan government's enemies include all those who describe the Rwandan genocide and its aftermath in any way differing from their official account. For Pacifica, I'm Ann Garrison.
Wraps it up for another edition of Flashpoints.